There's a difference between Judaism and Zionism. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist, people. And a clear reflection to that fact is Rabbi Loam, who's present before us right now. He's standing right beside us in solidarity with the Palestinians. He's here to give a speech right now, and I have the honor of calling Rabbi Loam to say a few words on the atrocities that the Zionist state of Israel is committing against the innocent Palestinians. Big round of applause,
Rabbi Loam.
Let them hear you.
Assalamu alaikum. It's very hot today, but the situation in the Middle East is more hot. When we see these terrible pictures here and in the media, we cry. It's terrible to see the killing and bloodshed.
If you can stand over there. If you can stand over
there. Big round of applause. Let them. People, come on!
Thank you very much. We will bring today to the world the word of truth Judaism, of the real Judaism, not the false Judaism, the so-called Judaism on the other side. This is false. This is not the real Judaism. It's against God. It's against the Torah, the so-called state of Israel, which is a rebellion against humanity and a rebellion against God.
Down with Israel!
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 We condemn the terrible atrocities of the Zionist terrorists in Gaza, in the whole occupation of Palestine, which is illegitimate. Down, down the state of Israel.
Down, down the state of Israel.
It's terrible, the situation in the last weeks, the burning of a young child in the hundreds, I don't know if 700 or 800 murdered and thousands are wounded. This is terrible, and we have to say to the world that's not in our name, not in the name of the Jewish people, not in the name of God, and this is not in the name of the Holy Bible and the Holy Torah. It's the biggest identity theft in the world. Let me explain you the big difference between Judaism and Zionism. In general, we can say Judaism, yes, Zionism, no. The state of Israel must go. Judaism, yes,
Zionism, no. The state of Israel must go.
Yes, Zionism, no.
The state of Israel must go.
Judaism is a religion believing in God. It's about 3,000 years old. Zionism is a new philosophy about 120 years old, which is built on heresy, is built on killing, is built on occupation. All authentic rabbis was opposed to Zionist philosophy from the very beginning of Zionism. And they say it will bring only bloodshed and killing, and this is unfortunately the root cause today to all suffering of the real Jewish people and of the Palestinian people in the Holy Land. Not only the Palestinians and suffered from the Zionist terrorists, unfortunately also all real Jewish people in the Holy Land are suffered a lot. They was killed sometimes, they sit in jails, and they suffered very much because they want to observe the Holy Torah, they want to observe the religion. You can find in the internet, it's a website called Israel versus Judaism. You will find there a lot of information how much we are suffering from the Zionist people, from the Zionist terrorists. And therefore, in the name of God, we came today, not only here in Texas. It's a big honor for me. Last year I was also here. Last year. Last year, I had. Is it working?
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Not only here in Texas, my brothers and my colleagues went to many places today in the Al-Quds Day to bring to the world the truth about the Judaism, about the Jewish religion, and about the Jewish people. Judaism is a religion, and we are in divine decree of exile. Since the destruction of the Holy Temple, we are not allowed to create our own state. But the Zionist people, the Zionist animals, the Zionist terrorists. They are heretics, they don't believe in God. They believe only in their own power to kill people. It's terrible what they have done in Gaza, like you see. So therefore, it's necessary to know that even in Palestine, there are hundreds of thousands of Jews who are against the occupation of the Holy Land. They have lived there before, and they pray to God constantly for the speedy and peaceful dismantlement of the so-called State of Israel. Everybody knows the truth that Jews and Arabs have lived peacefully in the Holy Land in all Arab nations. Ask your grandparents. Everybody knows this was the fact. Only when the Zionist movement arrived, when they came to Palestine, they make the destruction, and they bring the animosity and the hate between the Jewish people and the Palestinian and the Arab people. With God's help, we pray to God constantly for the speedy and peaceful dismantlement of the so-called State of Israel. And also let me pray for the Palestinian people in Gaza who have suffered so much from the Zionist heretics, from the Zionist terrorists.
Down with Zionism!
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 It's a matter of fact if the Zionists agree or not, but this is the fact that they have a big part in the Holocaust. They want to bring the Holocaust on the Jewish people, because then they can say to the world, we have suffered so many killings, so many people are dead, so you need to give us a state. This is a fact. We have many books and documentations about them. One of the biggest holy rabbis in that time, when he was in the gas chambers in Auschwitz, he said to his family, only the Zionists bring us here. Only because the Zionists we are here in the gas chambers. Unfortunately, they bring the biggest danger for Jewish people around the world, because people are confused and they think the real Jewish people have any connection in any way with the Zionist murderers. Let me give you a short story of explanation how far Zionism is from Judaism. In the first years of the creating of the Zionist movements, about 100 years ago, In that time was a big rabbi. His name was the Session of a Rabbi. He's a big holy sage from that time. And unfortunately, he got sick, he got ill. And people bless him a speedy recovery. And he said, no, I didn't want to live in this world together with the Zionist heretics. I can't see it with my eyes what they do to the world. So, and unfortunately, he passed away. This is a short story. You can understand how far Zionism is from Judaism. So together we have God on our side, we have God with us, because we are with God and the Zionists are against God. So on the end of the days, we pray to God for the revelation of God's glory and the dismantlement of the so-called state of Israel, and then it will be peace, and all mankind will serve God together. Amen.
Free Gaza!
Judaism, yes! Zionism, no! The state of Israel must go!
Judaism, yes! Zionism, no! The state of Israel must go!
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.